We have two great evangelists in the Old Testament, but I don't want to be one of them. One of them is Jonah, and what message he has? For 40 days, he's supposed to go around 3 days. He says, for God, he's giving you to people of Nineveh 40 days. If you don't repent, he will overthrow the city. The other great preacher in the New Old Testament is John the Baptist. What was his message? In Luke chapter 3, O generation of vipers, repent. But how much we are thankful, dear beloved. We have our blessed Lord Jesus. And what a great message, of love that we can approach every one on this earth. And everyone, he needs that. And we have the guarantee that this message, everyone needs it. And there is power in the message itself. We heard from our brother that Paul says, woe unto me. And in Romans chapter 1, he says, I am not ashamed. Paul knew that Lord Jesus Christ, the lover of the sinners, as here we read of him, the sinners and the publicans, they were drawn nigh to him. He wasn't ashamed of this blessed person. Somebody says, but I'm not good enough. I don't have great message to offer. You don't need to create words. Just as he says here, the gospel is simply, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he says that the gospel is this, verse 3. I also receive how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. Why did he do that? Because he loved. Because his love to you and to me and to everyone. He died on the cross that he might save and give eternal life. How much we are thankful that we have the Word of God. And we have the blessed Savior. It's a blessed work. As he said, when I be lifted, I will draw all the people. May he help us to feel the commission. Each one of us. As we heard, one person. If we win one person, everyone win one person. And the other person, he win the others. Who knows? The Lord will come very soon.